There was a time not that long ago when the parliamentary antics we saw yesterday would have been a surprise. Yet somehow the chaos, the gamesmanship, the recrimination that characterised the year's final sitting day seems like a fitting and all too predictable end to this year. Each side of politics now heads into the summer break with little to be proud of behind it and an election ahead. So let's analyse all of this. Our political reporter Tom Eagledon joins me in Canberra. Tom, I'm going to ask you a simple question, but I suspect it's going to have a complicated answer. What was yesterday all about, and what are voters to make of it as they head off, hopefully, on their summer holidays?
Well, I suppose there is one sort of simple answer, Linda, and that is that politics is even more broken as of today than possibly it was before. Now, as to the reasons why, well, that certainly is a very complicated question to answer, and it lies, I suspect, in the fact that the government lost its majority status some 7 weeks ago when it lost the Wentworth by-election, plunging it, as we know, into minority status, only to have the member for Chisholm, Julia Banks, moving to the crossbench a few weeks after that. That means, in effect, that there's no margin of error on the government's part, and the tactics now from the coalition are all about, Linda, survival until the election. In terms of Labor, it now sees the best opportunity it's had for the last 2.5 years to go for the kill and put an inexperienced Prime Minister commanding a divided party, it has to be said, too, out of its misery. And so it's playing hardball as well. And to try and capture some of that, which we all saw on display yesterday here in Parliament, I put together a little montage of what's happened over the last 24 hours here in Parliament.
This is about Australia's safety. And Bill Shorten is a clear and present threat to Australia's safety.
Every time you see Scott Morrison speaking, he's talking about Bill Shorten. The public don't really care what he thinks about me.
I'll fight them using whatever tool or tactic I have available to me to ensure that we do not undermine our border protection laws.
Now, maybe we shouldn't burden kids on Nauru with being responsible for the fate of the Australian government. Maybe what they should do instead is just vote for the legislation.
If the encryption bill is not passed by the Senate and those powers are not in place for intelligence and law enforcement agencies, it is on the Labor Party's head.
Things like WhatsApp, things like that, which are used by terrorists and organised criminals and indeed paedophile rings to do their evil work.
There's a motion that is on the notice paper that the House has not yet moved in the name of the Leader of the House, which unless we move, we won't be able to complete the encryption legislation today.
Their failure to keep the House because they are so worried about this bill is an indictment on a government, on any government that says it cares about national security.
Labor had agreed with us to have this legislation done this week, and in the end they used it as a tactical ploy, and it became a pawn and a hostage to a larger game trying to embarrass the government.
The government went home and didn't deal with national security laws because they didn't want to deal with kids off Nauru. That's what's happened. So then, the ball's in our court.
Mr President, on that basis, the opposition withdraws all its amendments.
OK. We took a very strong stand on that, and I'm pleased that the Labor Party backed down and decided to support those laws yesterday.
Australians are over the games and people standing in two different corners yelling at each other and throwing rocks and insults. You know, I'll take half a win.
The government was able to confidently maintain its position in the House of Representatives as we have for the last 3 months.
If Mr Morrison wants to, you know, get up and say he's some sort of fantastic guy, do you know what? Whatever.
So all the doomsday scenarios that were put about by the Labor Party to undermine confidence, they're all proven to be false and Labor failed on every occasion.
Mr Morrison's got all the problems that he had yesterday, which he ran away from, they'll still be there in February.
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten at the end of that fascinating collection Tom Eagledon put together for us from yesterday's shenanigans in Parliament. And Tom's still with me. We mentioned this has been another year where politics has been something of a dumpster fire. Now we've got an election to look forward to in about 6 months. After the events of this year, what predictions can we make about the road ahead?
Well, Linda, it has been a pretty extraordinary year in politics. So we've lost a Prime Minister and a Deputy Prime Minister. We've had a series of bitterly fought by-elections we have gone from a situation where not that long ago the government and Labor were sort of neck and neck, 51-49 in Labor's favour, to a situation where it's now 45-55 in Labor's favour. So against all of that, you would have to also take into account we've got a falling stock market, we've got a trade war brewing overseas and slowing economic growth here. The real question I suppose people may be asking themselves as we go into an election year and into the summer break is whether the capacity exists here in Canberra for leadership to emerge, for a stable government to emerge, to deal with those very real problems, given the turnover we've seen at in the top jobs here in Canberra and the instability, as I mentioned, that has now plunged the government into a minority status. The election will be fought tooth and nail. There's no question about that. The difference between the parties is very stark. There's also no question about that. But stepping back and deciding what really needs to be done to deal with those very real issues that confront Australia on a social front and also on an economic front, well, that is the question that I think people, and including the political parties themselves, will be taking into the break.
Not to mention climate issues too. Thanks very much for that, Tom. Tom Eagledon, our political reporter in Canberra.